Time to talk Indians baseball on WEOL. It's with Jim Rosenhaus of the Indians, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. I don't know what to talk about yesterday. There was a lot of home runs going on yesterday. This is where you start getting into those strange topics, Jim, where they start looking in the record books and they're like, how many home runs has the Indians ever given up to a team at any particular time? It was kind of over in the first inning yesterday. Talk a little bit about kind of what's the situation now with Logan Allen, if you will.
Well, they did send him out after the game to the minor league site. Sometimes for a young pitcher, you need to take that step back. Obviously, he was good enough to make the team in spring training and very impressive in spring training. And then his first two starts, he was good too. Battled through five innings each time and kept the hits and runs to a minimum. But he's gotten away from some of the things that made him effective. Yesterday, it's like the Twins knew what was coming, and he was just leaving pitches out over the plate, and they were wearing out the bleachers on him. So this gives him a chance to take a step back, and I thought Tom made a great point during the game yesterday. Corey Kluber, even as great as he turned out to be for the Indians with two Cy Youngs, when he first came up, he went up and back a couple of times. Some of it was roster situations, but some of it was that they gave him a shot and then sent him back to see if he could work on some things and get better, and obviously that worked out really well. So the hope is that Allen can go back to the minor leagues, find what was working for him before, and they'll need him at some point this season, and I think you'll see him again.
In this COVID era, what are they doing in Columbus? Are they playing games, or are they simply working with coaches and the like?
Well, it's different from a year ago when they had that alternate site at Lake County where it was just inner squads. It was just the Indians organization. What they've done this time, now that the minor league season is still on schedule to start next week, which is great. But in the meantime, from the end of spring training until next week, what they've been doing is they've kind of had a season going anyway. They've been playing other teams that are close by. So they're calling them exhibition games. They're not counting the stats or keeping standings or anything like that, but it's been a great opportunity for them to play actual games against other clubs, and that's really important. So, the drivable distances like Toledo and Louisville and I think Indianapolis, they've been shooting over to where it's not, getting on a plane and things like that. So, that's worked out really well. And then next week it'll be business as usual, a fairly normal season, albeit with some protocols in place to try and keep COVID to a minimum.
Talking this morning to Rosie, Jim Rosenhaus from the Indians about the Tribe. They lost yesterday to the Twins. We're on to the White Sox now. So back again, more of this grind in the Central that we knew was here. We're still keeping our head above water, it seems, a little bit.
Yeah, for as many challenges as the Indians have had, they're a game under 500, which isn't too bad, and you get the feeling that their best baseball is ahead of them at this point. The offense is starting to come around a little bit. There's been some leaks in the pitching, as we saw yesterday, so, they'll try and shore that up. But this will be an interesting road trip, not only with the White Sox this weekend, but the Royals have been in first place for a while. They're playing much better than I think a lot of people thought they might, although they really look sharp in spring training, and now they've carried that through to the regular season. So this will be a challenging road trip, and you don't want to fall too far back early in the season and have a lot of games to make up and things like that to get back in the race. But this will be an interesting road trip, to be sure.
Well, we've been watching a lot of long balls, not just yesterday against us, but here's the one from Franmil Reyes the other day, if you wanted to.
Reyes swings and hits it deep to left. Forget about it. Another rocket. And Reyes has his second home run tonight. Seven on the year. And the Indians have a 4-3 lead. And Reyes is some kind of locked in right now.
Talk a little bit about that. I mean, he seems to be doing that more often than not.
You know, it's funny, guys, that the wind was blowing out the other day, but I think the wind could have been blowing in hurricane force, and he still would have hit him out. That's how good he's going. When he hits them, man, they go a long way usually. But what's nice is sometimes he can, like the one that turned the game around against the Yankees on Sunday, when it left the bat, you thought, okay, there's a pop-up to right that might be kind of deep. But he's so strong that the ball just carries for him, and he can hit him out to the opposite field easily. And then when he's able to get a hold of him and send him toward the bleachers, he still has the scoreboard in his sights. He thinks he can hit the scoreboard before this season is done. And I'm sure it's not going to be for a lack of trying, because he loves to hit the long ones, and it's fun to watch.
Well, he has an attitude. I mean, he has that sparkle that you get a lot of times from infielders. You know, you think about that. He seems to enjoy it. And to be able to do that for a big man, to me, sometimes doesn't always go hand in hand.
Yeah, he's a gentle giant, as they say. But, he's pretty darn proud of himself when he hits it pretty far, but in a fun way. And he really, he's fun to talk to, and he just has a great outlook on the game and life. I mean, here's a guy who, he's from the Dominican Republic, and, for a lot of them, it's a real challenge for players from those countries to learn our language. And he, when he came over here, he told his teammates, he goes, I'm going to learn English, and you guys are not going to make fun of me if I screw something up. And I think that's kind of the challenge it would be for us going to a Latin American country, trying to speak Spanish. You don't want to sound, just wrong, or have people laugh at you if you mess something up language wise. And he told his teammates, don't laugh at me, correct me, teach me what the right way is. And being 6'5", 280, they're not going to mess with him. But he, he gives them a lot of credit. They helped him learn the language, and he's just a pleasure to be around and to talk to, and hopefully he can keep it going this season.
You know, when the season started, or going into the start of the season, a lot of people talked about how the Indians might not have much offense, but it seems like if they whack a couple homers in a game, there's a pretty good chance they'll win.
Yeah, and that's good and bad. You'd like to see them be able to win games without the long ball and just get their base hits with men in scoring position and things like that, and that is coming around a little bit. They're still home run heavy. But that's kind of where the game is for a lot of teams now. So it's good to know that they have hitters right now who can go long ball. Jose Ramirez, Reyes, Jordan Luplo, a couple others in that lineup. But it has been a little bit better, and hopefully it can continue that way, because there's still some hitters in that lineup who haven't gotten going yet like they will. And I think once that happens, it could be a pretty exciting lineup.
Yeah. Before we go, I just want to mention, any comments you have about Oliver Perez, who, we talk about the young pitchers all the time, but here's a guy that's sort of been with a bit, a veteran, but just because of the numbers didn't work out for him, I guess.
Yeah, sad. Just a great guy to have around the team. And, he got the job done, and, it was probably a numbers thing, and they like to match him up. And the new rule where you have to face three batters, I think, hurt him, because – a lot of times Tito would bring him on to face a left-handed hitter, and it'd be one and done. But now with the new rule, he has to stay on, and they were having a hard time finding the right spots for him. But almost to a man, it's a younger bullpen this year, and talking to some of the younger relievers, especially during spring training, hey, who's helping you fit in and figure this whole thing out? And to a man, they talked about Oliver Perez and how willing to share information he was with them and just be a mentor. And, he was good for that clubhouse. Now, you can't just keep someone because they're good for the clubhouse if there's not a fit there. And the time ran out. But I know that was a really tough one for Terry Francona to bring him in the office and say, hey, we don't have a spot for you anymore.
We're talking to Jim Rosenhaus. Let's let you go. Indians again getting ready for the White Sox. I see the pitching matchup, Shane Bieber, Dallas Keuchel. How is that going to work? These seem to be pretty hot matchups when Shane Bieber gets on the mound.
Yeah, it's just the way it's lining up. He's facing the other team's better pitchers lately, and that's fun. He welcomes that. He'll take that any day of the week, and we should have a good one Friday night.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time, Jim. Take care.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Bye. Jim Rosenhaus joining us this morning as part of our Indians Double Talk. We talk with Bobby D on Mondays, Jim on Thursday. It's all brought to you by your North Regional Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Road.